encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. We are now in our fifth year of Encouraging Prayer radio broadcast. Wow, James, this is unbelievable. It's gone by so quick.
I know, and isn't it great? You know, 5 years is something to celebrate, and actually celebration. That brings me to our topic today.
Right. Today we're going to talk about celebrating, but not this broadcast, but someone. James, tell our listeners more.
Well, today's Encouraging Prayer is about celebrating our Savior. And here's the thing. This is something we can do every day. As we go through life, he wants us to grow closer to him, to grow in love with him more and more. And he will help us do that as we look to him. So think of all that we have because of Jesus, all we have to be thankful for, sins forgiven, a relationship with our Heavenly Father, his presence promised to us in everyday life, his Spirit dwelling within, a new identity with God, a new beginning every day.
No, we really could. We could go on and on. And we need to do this. I mean, I think about the early church and how God used them to change the world. And one of the things that's clear is that they were so focused on him.
And that's right where God wants us to live. You know, that's where this whole concept of celebration comes in. Proverbs 15:15 tells us that the cheerful heart has a continual feast. And celebrating God goes there, if you will. You know, when we start dwelling on how much we have to be thankful for because of him, it's great. It pushes out anger and complaining or you know, the feeling that we're somehow victims. There's a lot of that going around. And it replaces it not only with an understanding of all that we have to be thankful for, but also this growing closeness and friendship with God. So his word tells us, draw near to him, and he will draw near to you.
When I think about celebrating God, the first thing that comes to mind is praise.
Yes. You know, when we tend to think of praise as a verbal thing, a lot of verses come to mind then, especially from the Psalms. But Psalm 103 begins, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Notice that. All that is within me. And you and I were just talking before the broadcast that word bless is broader than just praise alone. You know, this is talking about more than just words. Think of David dancing before the Lord or Samuel setting up a monument as a marker or different days God set apart for his people to celebrate him and things he'd done or serving someone, knowing that what we're really doing is for him.
Yeah, it is so much broader when you think about his heart, you know, as he watches our lives.
Exactly. Or, you know, just humanly speaking, the Super Bowl is coming up, and just think about all the crazy things people do to celebrate it. You know, and if we can do that over a football game, you get the point. So here's the cool thing. A celebration, I mean, you know, it can be any number of things. It can be a social thing, which is great. But it can also be, and this is what I'm talking about today, really, this personal thing between you and God. So ask him to help you do this, you know, and feel free. Just get creative with it. You know, like today I'm celebrating the fact that one day every trouble I face is going to be behind me. You know, make it a heaven day and celebrate that, you know, or just pick something like eating your lunch, for example, and while you're taking a bite, praise God for it, for flavors and colors and textures and being so good that he makes something so vital for the preservation of life, so pleasurable, you know? Or so just do little things for him, celebrating him in the moment while you do them, no matter what you're doing.
I like it. I mean, this reminds me of that verse that says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you.
Right, right. God's will for us in Christ Jesus, you know? So go ahead and pick something, anything you might do to celebrate him. And again, feel free to make it something simple, something childlike. something silly, you know, whatever it might be, just for him. How about you? What's something that you do, Robin?
Recently, I've been taking communion every morning as just part of the way that I've been celebrating Jesus for a while. But recently I had the idea that since, you know, at the Last Supper, Jesus didn't hand just a little bitty piece of bread and a little bit of grape juice, you know, that so I went with bigger portions. And and it's interesting, as you were saying that earlier, that, you know, wow, this tastes so good. And this is such life-giving. And like, you are the bread of life, you know, and you really, really eating this bread and thinking, you know, because it's a more of an experience, and the same thing as you're drinking the juice, that like, oh my goodness, this is what is protecting me from the demons and those kind of things, that I'm
so
in your blood.
So more of you is so more of you is involved in that. It's like you're all in, right?
Exactly. I call it communion Jesus style.
There you go. I mean, that's very cool. That's just the kind of thing we're talking about. And if you think about it, you know, we could do any number of things throughout the day. And what matters is that we're simply celebrating our Savior, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, who God is, what He's done for us.
You know, James, what this comes down to is just simple worship from the heart. And you're right. I mean, when we do this, it helps us turn from self-focus and makes us want to please Him more so we can live closer to Him.
It really does, you know, because sin and darkness can't stay in a heart that is filled with His love and truth and light. And if we ask Him to help us do this, He really will.
So, James, why don't you wrap things up with a prayer that we'll be able to do something special today just to celebrate Him more?
Awesome. Let's do it. Abba, Father, we praise You. Lord, we love You. We want to bless You today. Help us to just do something for You, to celebrate You. Oh, Lord, we celebrate You right now. You are our amazing God. There is none like You, our Savior, our strength. Fill us with Your Spirit today, Lord, and help us. Help us to live in love for You and to share it with others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.